Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. It's a reminder that we are no longer slaves. We have been delivered from bondage by the blood of Jesus, and that's why we can be truly content. So on the Sabbath day, we stop. We put down our work, realizing that it does not define us. We rest. We allow our minds, bodies, and souls to slow down. We delight. We enjoy God, our families, creation, and all the good things that God has given us. The Sabbath is a gift given to us by God, to us for our good. So today, let go of your striving and receive the gift of Sabbath.
So this week we're starting a new series here at Worship Unquilled, and it's all about rest. And that word Sabbath is not a word that we use a whole lot in our everyday speak, but Sabbath was just a time where Jesus and God said, all right, we're going to set aside some time, and we are going to allow ourselves to just regenerate. We're going to allow ourselves to rest and come back so that we can come back stronger and be able to do what we do and do what we do well. In Genesis chapter 1, God created everything that we see. And you guys have probably heard this before, but you know, God created everything in 6 days. And then in the seventh day, God rested. In Genesis chapter 2, it talks about the rest that God did. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. The heavens and the earth and all who lived in them were completed. On the sixth day, God completed all the work that he had done. And on the seventh day, God rested from all the work that he had done. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all the work of creation. Now, here's what I find interesting about this, is that, yes, God rested, and oftentimes I have heard and said God used this as an example, and it's true. That's exactly what it was. God used this as an example. Because the truth of the matter is, God didn't need to rest. God could have continued to do whatever it was that he was going to do next. God could have continued to create, and God could have continued to pour into the man that he had already created, pour into mankind, and God didn't need to rest. He could have just pushed on through and continued doing what God does. But, and this is really important, God gave himself permission to stop and rest. God gave himself permission to stop and rest. And here's what I find myself doing. I find myself just pushing through. I find myself saying, all right, CJ, I know that you are tired and you are wore out and you have just gone and gone and gone and gone, but just keep pushing through. But we see that God is God, he could do whatever he wanted. He could have continued to push through, and he said, no, let's stop and rest. This week was a perfect example of that. This week our family got sick, and we just were down. I mean, we were all not well. We had just this nasty cold that was just utterly draining. And so Tuesday, we were okay, not feeling super great, but we were doing okay. Wednesday, we were not good, and I decided I was going to work from home. Still going to work, still going to do what I needed to do, still going to get my stuff done, but you know what? I'm going to stay home, and I'm going to work. Thursday, I was even worse, and Thursday, I made the comment that, man, I'm just going to work from home today. And Kirsten offhandedly made the comment, you're going to work today? And she didn't mean anything by it. What she understood and was gently telling me is, CJ, You need to rest. You don't need to just push through and completely deplete yourself of all the energy that you have. You need to take some time. You need to recover. You need to rest. You need to make sure that you are caring for yourself. And what she was saying was, you need to give yourself permission to rest. You guys paying attention? You need to give yourself permission to rest. And so Thursday I decided, all right, I'm going to take a sick day. And then Friday I did just a little bit of work to make sure that we were ready for today. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give myself permission to rest again, and I'm gonna take another sick day on Friday, and just take the day off and just rest. And see, this is the thing, is that when we get sick, we kind of understand we need to rest. When we get sick, we say, all right, I have a reason. I have permission. I'm giving myself permission to rest. But when we are feeling well, when our bodies are working correctly and we're not sick, how often do we go from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing to thing to thing and not just stop? I think that our lives would be better if we would give ourselves permission to stop and rest. Now hear me, work is important. It's important that we work hard. It's important that we get our stuff done. It's important that we do the things that we do, and we do them well, and we improve ourselves, and we continue to strive for greatness at the things that we do. But in order to strive for that greatness, we also have to take a moment and stop and give ourselves permission to rest. In Mark 6, Jesus and his disciples are surrounded by people. There's this crowd that has been following them. This is at the height of Jesus' popularity. And in Mark chapter 6, this giant crowd of people are following Jesus and following his disciples and just wanting more and more and more and more. And in Mark chapter 6, 31 through 32, it says this: many people were coming and going, so there was not time to eat. All right, now think about this. Jesus and the 12 guys that follow him, many people were coming and going. People were all around him. People were coming to them saying, hey, can you do this for me? Hey, can you do this for me? Hey, I need this. Hey, I need that. People were constantly coming to hear them speak and talk. Many people were coming and going, so there wasn't even time for Jesus and his disciples to eat. And so, as people are begging them to do things for them, Jesus turned to his disciples and said, come away, come by yourselves to a secluded place and rest for a while. And they departed in a boat by themselves for a deserted place. You see, Jesus understood that if we continue to just push through, if his disciples continued to just push through, it was not going to be good for them. And so often I struggle with this. I struggle with this idea that if I can just continue to push through, like, things are going to be better. Like, I just need to keep going. Just keep going. But Jesus says, no, hold on. Take a step back. Stop and rest. He gave his disciples permission to rest. And if Jesus were walking your school hallways and he were amongst your group of friends, he would tell you, take some time and rest. Now, here's the big question. What does rest look like? A lot of times we assume that rest is just stopping everything and sitting in a quiet room and not doing a whole lot. And that may be restful for some people. But maybe rest looks different for you. I was talking about this week with Kirsten about this idea of rest and what do you find most restful and what do people find most restful. And she mentioned that if you look at our kids, and our kids were just burnt out. They had just done a ton of stuff. I mean, they were just going nonstop. She said if Brinkley needed some rest, then he would sit on the couch with a good book and be all alone and just be by himself and rest. If Clark needed some good rest, Clark would stop all of the stuff that she was trying to do, and she would go spend time with other people. And she would just be free from the pressure of what life has brought down on her. And so it's really, really important to ask yourself this question and understand for yourself, what do I find restful? Maybe for you, rest looks like listening to music. Maybe for you, rest looks like listening to music really loudly and dancing when no one is around and doing your happy dance. Maybe for you, rest looks like going into a dark room and laying down and taking a 3-hour nap. I did a couple of those this week. It was awesome. Maybe for you, rest looks like gathering some friends and saying, let's go see a movie. Because, man, I just need a break from everything. Maybe for you, rest looks like getting a book and being by yourself. What is it that you find restful? And here's a good way to figure out what you find restful. There are things in our lives that drain us, and there are things in our lives that give us energy. Things in our lives that we find they're still good, we can still do them, and they can be a good part of our lives, but like when we're done, we're like, man, I'm just tired. Maybe not physically, but mentally and emotionally, like I'm just kind of drained. And then there are some things in our lives where we do them, we're like, dude, that was awesome. I have so much energy. It was incredible, and I'm ready to go. The things that you find that you're like, that gave me so much energy, those areas and things that happen in those areas may be things that are restful. The things that you find that drain your energy emotionally may be the things that aren't super restful for you. And so here's what I picture. I picture that Jesus sent these disciples away to a secluded place, which he would do often throughout the Gospels. And when Jesus would send his disciples away to a secluded place, I think often I have envisioned in my mind that the disciples would go and they would sit with their eyes closed. But I don't think that's what really happened. I think the disciples went to a secluded place and they laughed and they played and they had fun. And yes, some of them went off by themselves and laid down and just rested. Some of them joined up in groups and made up a game of whatever sport was popular in early Christianity. And some of them would just sit and play whatever board game was popular that they could make up with the stuff that they had available. But I think that what happened was that they went off by themselves and they did the things that they found restful to connect with each other and to connect with God. And when we can find the things that we find restful to connect with each other and to connect with God, those are going to be incredible, healthy, life-giving things for us. When we can take a step back and we can give ourselves permission to rest. I love that as we look through the Bible, we see that God gave himself permission to rest. And then when God came to earth as Jesus, Jesus gave himself permission to rest, and Jesus gave the people that were around him permission to rest. And now that Jesus is gone from the earth and the Holy Spirit is here, the Holy Spirit is inside of us, and he gives us permission to rest. We still have permission to rest. So I would encourage you this week to find some time to just rest. Find some time to do what gives you energy. And my practical challenge this week is simply this. Take a piece of paper and write down 5 things that you recognize. These are things that I could find restful. These are 5 things that I could do when life seems overwhelming that would just give me a break and give me some rest and allow me to recharge and reconnect with God. Let me pray for you guys. God, thank you so much for rest. And God, even though you didn't need it, you gave us the perfect example of what our lives can look like when we rest, that we can be better people and we can be stronger and more healthy and accomplish more when we are able to rest well. And God, I pray that the students in this room would live that truth, that they would rest and that they would rest well. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.